Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to Spiritual Landscape Show with host Lottie and Frankie calling from Stockholm. It is 6 p.m. here as well as in Paris, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. East, U.S., 5 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. Greece and Finland. Today we will discuss the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a beautiful thing, quite hard to do sometimes. Not easy to forgive yourself or somebody else for hurting you or somebody else you love. Call in and discuss with us or get a mini reading live on air. We take calls as they come. We are the show that discuss different spiritual topics concerning us all. I'm Lottie, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a psychic medium working with spirits in different ways since the mid-90s. Also taking mini readings for guidance here live at the show. I'm doing this show together with my co-host and husband Frankie, an astrologer, teacher, and out-of-the-body traveler. Well, call in at 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-28 and get your spot early. Remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device to be placed in queue to speak to us live here at the show. Listen live and text chat with us all in one place. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, where you can send messages to us. You can comment, ask questions, or chat with other listeners, or you can even request a reading. psychictalk.net/live, or call in now and get your spot early. 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Well, here in Stockholm, it's rainy, it's cold, and it's very dark. It's almost the darkest time of the year. But in about 2 weeks, it's going to turn and the light is coming back. Well, let me bring on my co-host for Spiritual Landscapes, Frankie. Hi, Frankie.
Hello, Lottie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, baby. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yes, you spoke about the darkness, and we will bring some light now in this show.
Yes, we are trying to do that.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to today's topic, please can you tell us about what we were talking about the last time?
Yes, last show was about the near-death experiences, isn't it? Yeah, we spoke about personality transformations resulting out of such experiences. I mean, how it helped people to radically transform their lives, you know. Well, not completely, but at least in a good deal. And they had, a new vision about how they were, who actually they were, you know. And
yeah.
The fear of death disappeared. So we spoke about the famous researchers, Raymond Moody and Kat Ring, who did a great work of of compiling, the reports of their patients. Yeah, it was a great time. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's a really big topic, so I think they're going to get back to that at another time, don't you think?
Oh, yes, yeah, we can do it from time to time, because there are always new vantage points to bring forth and discuss, you know, in
mm-hmm.
personality transformation context.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, and it's concerning us all, of course. Well, to our listeners, if you haven't called in now, so please do it. Call in at 714-816-4628 and 1-714-816-4628. So, what about today's topic?
Today we are going to explore the meaning and the power of forgiveness.
Yeah.
These, kind of an unknown territory that everybody knows, but it is not explicitly told in our societies and how to deal with that. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
In our schools, in our universities, it is not... with a Galilean figure, you know, we are always putting that aside as something kind of, more like it's a taboo area, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting and very, very important topic to discuss about, to forgive, not forget and forgive, just forgive. And you were talking about a guy, Viktor Frankl, didn't you?
Yes,
that guy.
I will bring Viktor Frankl in German. You know, he was the famous existential psychiatrist and psychoanalyst of Vienna. And he was a survivor
mm-hmm.
of the death camps.
Wow.
He lost his wife and parents in Auschwitz, you know, so... And he was himself, jailed, and endured
yeah.
terrible conditions of living in a death camp in Mauthausen, you know.
Terrible.
Oh, yes. So what is amazing, well, I wouldn't use the term amazing, but it's surprising and very fascinating with that person is that living in experiencing such horrendous conditions, you know. The worst hardship somebody can experience in life, you know, the hellish world, you could develop a deep sense of meaning while he was there, you know, and that's helping to get a lot of psychological strength, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he survived through that because there were no way out, you know. Imagine, can you imagine
yeah,
the circumstances, you know. And he survived, and even he reached a transcendental vision which helped him to even forgive some of these SS tortures, you know. After his liberation, it's tremendous.
That's huge.
Yeah. After his liberation, he regained Vienna and his practice as a psychotherapist, and he developed a new psychotherapy approach called logotherapy based on existential philosophy, you know. And this approach gave a lot of good results for people experiencing, loss of meaning, you know, and existential question, regarding illness, suffering, old age and death, you know, like once upon a time the Buddha spoke about. You know.
Yeah.
And I will read, for example, a preface of this book called Man's Search for Meaning by the famous professor of psychology in America, Gordon Allport.
Okay.
In one,
Here,
life, there is love for one's children to be tied to. In another life, a talent to be used. In a third, perhaps only lingering memories worth preserving. As a long-time prisoner in bestial concentration camps, he, Viktor Frankl, found himself stripped to naked existence. His father and mother, brother and his wife died in camps or were sent to the gas ovens. So that, excepting for his sister, his entire family perished in these camps. How could he? Every possession lost, every value destroyed, suffering from hunger, cold, and brutality, hourly expecting extermination. How could he find life worth preserving?
Yeah.
And that's very amazing, you know. So imagine, this is a beautiful writing of Colin Alport about how we can figure out, the terrible experience of Viktor Frankl and the wonderful, lesson it gives to us,
Yeah.
On transcendence and forgiveness.
Yeah, transcendence is fantastic. I think we have a caller on here. Hello? Somebody there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Are you doing readings?
Yes, we are. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to ask you if, do you see, I was in a relationship, we broke up, and there was another woman involved. I heard that they broke up. I don't know if it's true. I was just wondering, do you see us getting back together? His name is Ergin. It begins with an E or a G-I-N.
Yeah. Okay, let's check it out. Wow. You know, Donna, I'm not sure that you are getting back together again. I think that is a tough situation. Well, it is a nice guy, but he has these shadow sides. Well, we all have, of course. And I can feel your hope and that you haven't released him yet. Well, I'm not very sure that they really broke up, or I'm not very sure that he wants to come back to you, actually. And of course, I know that's not what you want to hear from me today. But, well, I used to say, don't place all your eggs in the same basket, and I wouldn't place all my eggs in this guy's basket, actually. I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I'm so sorry to say that.
So in the beginning, I'm sorry, it was blurry. I was unable to hear you.
Okay.
You said in the beginning he.
Yeah, okay, I take it again. I think this is a nice guy with some shadow sides. I'm not totally sure that he really broke up with the other woman. I shouldn't lay all my eggs in his basket, actually, because I think he's moving his own way, and I'm not that sure that he's coming back to you. And I think it would be a very good idea to perhaps look in another direction, trying to find another guy, and also figuring out, when you were together with this guy, was it a really, really good relationship, or was it things or issues there that perhaps you didn't see then, but you can see it now?
Things weren't right with, I don't know. I was thinking I did something wrong. Was it me or him? I don't know.
You know, Donna.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, I don't think it was you, actually. I could see that wasn't the perfect relationship, really, that this guy has moved on his own life path. And I don't think he's going back to you, actually. And I don't think it would be a really good idea to do so. So perhaps it's a good idea to see it from above, see the good things, of course, but also the things who wasn't very good. Are you sure this is really the right guy for you?
See, that's what I'm not sure. He tells me he loves me, and I mean, this was 8 years off and on. And then we had a little moment separation, and here, supposedly, he met this woman. She an older woman, like an older woman with more money or something. Do you see that?
Yeah, you know, if he really could release you so fast, I should really ask myself, why is this guy really worth it? How strong was our love if he really so quickly could turn the other way to meet another person? So I can see that this relationship you have with this person, you have met before. I don't know. Do you believe in past life, Donna?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'm going to talk a little about that, because I think you have met this person in a previous in a past life before, and you had an old negative, so-called negative karma, and then you met again this life, and you have your relationship. But I think it's over and done. So you have solved the karmic bonds, and I think it's time to move on. So then we have the
Yes, I think so too. Him and this woman, do you see them making it and having a decent relationship?
You know, I'm not that sure that he's gonna stay with this woman for a long time. Perhaps it was more like a breakup new relationship. And I think he's moving on, actually, on his own life path. And you should do the same and meet another love and be happy.
Yes.
Okay?
Do you see someone coming in? Do you see someone coming in for me?
Oh, that would be exciting. Yes, I do. But I don't think he's going to be here tomorrow afternoon. I think it will take a little bit longer. And I think, well, you have a little bit of work to do with yourself before it's time to step into a new relationship. Frankie,
right.
Do you have something to add?
Well, no, not very much. I agree with you. She has an I Ching hexagram called Grace, and that's very good for the future, for her future. So she will experience a lot of luck in the next loving relationship.
That's good. Well,
yes.
Is it okay,
Donna? That's great, Dana.
Excuse me?
Is it all right with you? You are going to meet another guy quite soon, a little bit work to do, but then love comes into your life again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Goodbye.
Well, not easy, Frankie, is it? You have a situation with a love affair or relationship, and somebody leaves the other person, and it's so easy to be bitter and sad and full of negative emotions. It's not very easy to forgive. Well, what do you think?
No, it's not, but I think it is the meaning of our existence is to realize that, you know, because it is the key to our freedom.
Yeah.
And, for example, if you go back in history, you can see that in the Bible, there is a clear value evolution from the Old to the New Testament. The latter is putting emphasis on the character of spiritual liberation and freedom, connecting to this capacity and power to forgive the other and oneself. You know?
Yeah, and it's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite hard to do. Well, please call in and chat with us or ask questions or discuss this very interesting and very important topic. Call in at 714-816-4628 and international callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628. You know, Frankie, do you think that hate and the anger contracts and forgiveness release, though?
Yes, I was thinking about that when I was reading Viktor Frankl.
Yeah.
That man invited us to actually to a deeper reflection on what the illusory separate self sense means, you know, and the way we feel separated from the universe and others, you know, and our weak capacity to love, because actually we have a lot, a great capacity to, but it
yeah.
is contracted, as the way you say, you know, by a mechanism of combining memories, the you know, past hurt and wounds and stuff like that, and yeah, the thoughts which are connected to these previous events, you know, and we spoke together about that. You remember this morning,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the necessity to be with the here and now.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because the past is the past and it's no more existing just as experience and memories.
Yes, I think he put it so well, because it is about true freedom from the tyranny of the little false self and the
yeah.
recognition of the authentic divine self.
Mm-hmm.
What we call me is not I. You know, this is a major difference. And people should learn that, that proximate self, which they use to identify to, I mean, the thought and thoughts and memories and emotion, this is a false self. The real self lies in the background. I mean, the self which is witnessing all of that, you know. You understand?
Yeah, and I think, yes, I understand, and I think our callers and listeners also understanding, but it's so easy that it's just a concept then with your brain and your mind, but it's so hard to really go into that feeling, to feel, well, this is contraction for my false me, from the little me, and I myself is much bigger and filled with love and compassion. It's not that easy to be there in that position when somebody hurts you.
No, it's not at all. But it invites you to an exploration of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a challenge,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah.
Life itself, I mean, suffering is also a form of grace. It's not negative. It gives you the capacity to transcend, I mean, this little self. So without that, you don't have any meaning of transcendence. This is exactly what Viktor Frankl is speaking about, you know. When you are encountering very harsh situations, you have the capacity, like in the classical story of the hero's journey, to transcend,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea that you are weak in the individual, you know, or, you know, and get back the divine character of yours.
Yeah, I think he really sounds like a fantastic guy, and it's really a challenge to be in these different positions and understand that you are something more than your feelings and your thoughts. After being hurt. You know, I'm working a bit with the mediation, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I can tell a little bit on that. Mediation, most of you probably heard about mediation, and perhaps you are thinking about mediation between countries in war and stuff like that. But you can mediate in every kind of a conflict. It's a kind of conflict resolution when you have two parties in a conflict and then you have an impartial mediator. Well, I train mediators, especially in victim-offender mediations, and that means that somebody had committed a crime against another person, and we have it in the justice system, and it's a lot of mediation even in the U.S. So you have it in the whole world, in a lot of countries, actually, especially with young offenders, and it's very good results. You have some research on it. But this is a process, and it's very interesting because you have these parties, you have the victim and you have the offender, and they are meeting with a mediator, and one of them or each of them can tell the story. The victim tells the story, what's happening, how does it feel, and the consequences and the thoughts and feeling after the crime. And after a while, the offender does the same. And nobody interrupts the other one because this is a room filled of respect. But it is a meeting that nobody wants. But they do it anyway to try to move forward, to leave this event behind. They don't necessarily have to forgive, but sometimes it is a forgiveness at the end. And that's fantastic. But they can have a discussion, ask questions, then through dialogue and understanding, you can move forward and leaving the negative behind. And I think it's so valuable. And everybody gets to profit from it. It's good for everybody if you are able to make that. And here I think also it's very important to do the difference between the person and the action, because some actions are terrible and, well, unforgivable, but the persons are not. So, well, that's the difference. And it's interesting to think about it and to do it. Well, what did you think, Frankie?
Well, that was a great example of yours. And I was thinking very much about the attitude of the great spiritual teacher, the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And in his look on the tragedy of the Tibetan people. And mm-hmm. he said it's very important to breathe forth and to act always compassionately against our so-called enemies, because there are no enemies there. And he said, one day China will go back to its Buddhist roots, and the spiritual culture of Tibet will be reborn with new eyes. And I think, I'm very optimistic in that sense for that, because I think it is one day or another, after the certain phase of materialistic progress, that people will feel the deep urge, like we do here in the West, of reconnecting to the divine, to our true roots. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's very wise. Dalai Lama is Dalai Lama, and he's really some kind of an icon, sending out love and compassion, and talk a lot about it. And I think, well, he had a great suffer, but because he had to escape from Tibet into India. So, well, so he's knowing what he's talking about. Well, we should do some announcements here before we are moving on. And please call in. It's still time for mini readings or discussions with us. Should you call in at 714-816-4628, and international callers dial +1 before the number. And we have a great show next week. We have on Monday, we have the Archangels with Catherine Hahn. And then we have Psychic Wednesdays. Does everybody have a life purpose? Oh, well, that is interesting. On next Friday, there are open lines and mini readings with Dagon Sue and a new host, Stephanie Mayo. And then next Saturday, it's a sunny title, coming out of the psychic closet for 2019. Well, Frankie, let's move on with today's topic. Do you have some tips for helping people to forgive?
Well, before we go to that Tonglin meditation form that you use both of us to practice, you know, we'll speak about that amazing event with mm-hmm. that holotropic therapy done by the psychiatrist and transpersonal psychologist Stan Grof. When two persons who had a very, very strong negative feelings against each other, you know, so strong they couldn't even, you know, stand, picture once, so the other one on the wall, you know. Mm-hmm. When they went, one of them went through that holotropic therapy after some sessions, he could see, he had an experience that being entangled in a karmic mm-hmm. ribbon, which, you know, lasts for several lives. And at the end, he could feel that he could forgive that person involved, I mean, that conflict. And when he mm-hmm. came back in his house the evening, he received a letter from that man, and the person said, well, today, and that exactly synchronistically speaking, he said, today I felt with a strong urge to forgive you, you know. This is an immense power to do that. When somebody is forgiving, the other is responding by resonance. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds fantastic. Absolutely. Wow. Well, Frankie, I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Somebody there?
Hello.
Yes. Hi,
my name is Arya. I'm calling from Stockholm. I'm fine, thank you. Hello, Lottie.
Oh. Hello, Arya. So, what can we help you with?
We have met for many, many years ago, with you and I, and now I have a question. And the whole year, this year, has been very challenging for me. I have an old mother who has got Alzheimer's, and I've been ill myself in thyroid illness. And now the company where I'm working as a legal assistant is in a big upheaval. We are dividing the company into three, and I'm going to have my job there. But everything else is like how should I say? I don't know what's happening, and I feel that my energy is being depleted slowly. I'm a seeker, I'm a spiritual, and still I'm taking all things I know I have taken, protecting myself and so, but I'm on the point where I don't know what's happening to me and my life and the ones with me.
Oh, it sounds awful. I think we start with Frankie and then I come back to you. Frankie, can you do an I Ching for Arya?
Yes, well, I did. And
yeah,
the I Ching is giving the answer is to hold on, to keep still. She should not allow the negative thoughts to invade her consciousness. And she should practice a lot of forgiveness, and to take counseling from Viktor Frankl to find a meaning in that situation where she feels great suffering. You know, so this is mm-hmm. a great opportunity for her to transform herself. In other terms, it's great what is happening to her. You know, well, if I put it in those terms.
Yes, forgiveness is a good thing. Yeah, I understand it. Forgiveness is absolutely a good thing because this has also to do with the relationship with my mother. So it's already being a lot of forgiveness issues there. And the contact with her is better than ever. And that's why I'm very, it's like a karmic release now. But it's going on and on and on. So that's why I'm calling.
If we stop, don't worry about that, because everything pass away. You know? So you don't have to worry. The second hexagram, the future, tells you have the picture of the wanderer. The wanderer is somebody going on in life. You know, you're not going to, you cannot bath twice in the same river, said once upon a time a Greek philosopher, you know. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
It's just in that period it can gain strength, psychological and spiritual strength. So this is a great opportunity for you to do that, and we are, you know, supporting you in that sense, you know. Do not feel that you're a victim. You're not a victim. You have the power to transform that. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not a victim. I just wonder why it takes so long time. It has been going on, this thing with my mother has been going on for 2.5-3 years. And then the illness things have been added to that. And of course, sometimes it's, and the stress at my work to add it to that.
Yeah, you can explore perhaps some emotional blocks in your childhood and probably past lives, you know. You can do that with some, sure, do that. And you that energy, when you have that release at that level, because I see there are still blocks in your heart, you know, I feel that, you know. There is some kind of resentment, and when you release that, trust your life, it's going to be okay for you. Just trust yourself.
Okay.
Don't worry. You know, you have that power to transform your life.
Yeah.
I'm looking a bit forward. Are you ready? Are you done, Frankie?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you very much.
I'm looking a bit forward for you and see what's coming up. It's black and white.
Mhm. Yeah. Thank you. Please.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. I see. Until about May, April, May, and I see it's time for you to get a new dream for your life. Well, you can see life is a dream, and it's a lot of dreams in the big dream. And now it's time.
Yes, I have.
create a new dream for yourself. And what is going on for the moment is that a lot of defense mechanisms is leaving you. We have all them, of course. And you never know when they are leaving us, because they are coming up in a situation when we need to protect. And when the threat is gone, the mechanism is still left. So it's like to peeling an apple or something like that. And beneath that hard shield, some more vital part of you is coming on. And I can see that you have been trying to have trust for a very long time. So you are a bit tired now. I can really understand that.
That's true, yes.
But I also see that you are growing. It's a process of maturing. It's coming forward, and it's a good thing. Not painful, it's just good. And I think also that it's a good idea to go out a bit more, meeting friends and doing nice things for yourself to get more energy and joy in your life. And you can see
that's very true,
This period, it's like it's like, you know, when you are being born from your mother's belly, and then you finally come out. So it's something like that for the moment, but you are soon out. And the challenge during this period is to be yourself, to be true to yourself, and trying to dare being yourself, to be vulnerable, and don't have this defense mechanism no more. And you are getting help from the spirit world, from your relatives.
Yes.
And from spirit guides, and they are helping you forward. And I think you have just to wait a couple of more months, and then things are going much faster in a positive direction, and I see healing in the end of this period.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice to hear.
You know, the spring is going to be much more, much better than now. So just wait until about March or April. You see it's going to be better for you then.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lottie and Francis. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Iris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, it's not easy to be a human being. It's not easy to live, is it, Frankie?
Oh, yes. I mean, suffering is suffering, and we have to learn our lessons. And but the very idea of suffering means meaning, because the other side is joy and, you know, and felicity, you know. So they are... Everything is so dialectical in life, you know. Yes.
Yes, you can see the concept of suffering in almost all religions. We are talking about suffering, and suffering as a necessity for us humans to grow, to evolve, and to be better human beings, to be our true selves. Isn't that true? Right.
Yes, I mean, you see Buddha's life and Jesus' life, they experienced a lot of suffering, both of them, and they taught, I mean, the way to transcend by looking what is creating the condition of suffering. We're not suffering.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a psychological mechanism. It is the mind who is the root of suffering. And when you understand that, then you transcend it. The mind is, it will not gain it to be the master, it will be the servant, you know. As long as the mind is, I'm sorry.
That is a good thing. That is a good thing. Can you say it again?
Yes, in general, in neurotic situations, or when we're suffering a great deal of a loss of somebody, there is a lot of, you know, emotions like attachment and anything like that, because the mind... is taking you, is the mind is the master, you know. But the meaning is that you are the master and not your mind, you know. The mind is very much is acting like a monkey, you know, jumping from, branches to branches or never resting, you know. The mind has to be still. And in that stillness, then you see your own glory. This is the message of all ages, you know, the spiritual truth of all ages, you know. When the great Meher Baba say the mind running fast is the mind of the madman. The mind that slows down is the mind of the sage. And the mind that stops is the mind of the realized being, you know, the siddha, you know. You see, you have several stages. And we have to observe our mind like a tiger looking after his prey, you know. And he becomes the servant.
Mm. I think that's very, it's wisdom. It's pure wisdom, actually. The mind shouldn't master you. The mind should be a servant. Give the monkey a banana. Yeah? Yeah, you know, I have a little, I have a little tip here. I usually take this with my students, and it's based on a Buddhist meditation called Tonglen, and it's about compassion. It's about forgiveness. You want me to tell about it? Thank you. Won't you hear it?
Yeah, Tonglen is a great device created by that great Tibetan culture, spiritual culture for mankind. It has been a secret for many, 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 many ages, and now they have released it to the benefit of all mankind.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about it for our listeners to use for themselves. It's not that easy, but a really good start. And you have a kind of meditation, and you start it with to think about somebody you really love. can be a relative, your wife or husband, your children, grandchildren, somebody that you really, really love. And let your heart be filled with love and compassion and light for that person, and feel that these fantastic emotions, it's filling your heart and your body and your soul. And after that, think about a friend, good friend, you don't love but you like, and let your heart be filled with love and light and compassion for that person too, and feel this great emotion spreading in your body and your soul. And after that, think about a neutral person. It can be a colleague, perhaps, or a neighbor, a person. Well, you don't like, you don't dislike, it's all right. And let your heart be filled with love and light and compassion, even for this person. And let your soul be filled with this emotion. And after that, think about a person that you don't like. You dislike this person, but try to think about him or her with love and light and compassion. Let your heart be filled with these emotions, and that these emotions are filling the person's heart also. And finally, think about the person hurt you, somebody who have been hurting you so bad or not so bad. And try to think about this person with compassion first, and then love. You can perhaps forget the action, but think about the person. Perhaps seeing this person as a little innocent child or whatever helping you, until your heart is filled with love and light and compassion for this person. And you should be sure that all these wonderful feelings also reaching that person and help that person and everybody else for that matter. This is a kind of a Tonglen meditation. It's wonderful, isn't it, Frankie?
Yeah, this is the core of what they call the Bodhisattva bow, you know, is to take on the suffering of someone else and to transform it with love, grace, and compassion and bliss, you know, so that you can transmit that to the entire universe, you know.
Yes, and you have all to win on that too, because you are opening your heart.
Yeah. We are involving our cousins, the animals, I mean, the plant kingdoms, all kingdoms, you know. At the same time, the air, you know, everything that the Mother Earth is giving us, you know, as nurturing us, and, you know, and to give back that sense of gratitude with Tonglen to the Earth. What do you think?
Yeah, I really agree with you there. Well, think about that. Think about if everybody should do that kind of meditation, just for 10 minutes once a week. You don't have any wars anymore. You don't have any animals anymore. No more wars. People should be themselves in a greater extent with the fantastic love and light that everybody is in the deeper self. Don't you agree with me there?
Yes, we are one with the divine being, and it is exactly that to get rid of the that separate self-sense that we think we are different, that there is only one consciousness, one cosmic consciousness, a divine being, if you will call it, you know, whatever. And this is just, I mean, the free flow of, you know, our natural right of loving and, you know, and the love bliss of our existence, you know. The Hindu call it Sat Chit Ananda. Eternal or infinite being, infinite intelligence, and infinite love, bliss. You know, this is our true nature.
Oh, yes, it's our true nature, really. Well, I was thinking about another thing here. Perhaps we didn't talk about it, but when you're also full of anger or rage or hate or something like that, well, it is blocking you and it's contracting you, but it's doing also another thing. It's creating negative karma. But, well, hey, we have a caller. So just hold on with this discussion and we take this call. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello. Somebody there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who are you? Hello. Hey. Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Keisha and I'm calling from New York City.
Okay. Hi, Keisha.
Hey,
so what can
how
we do
you?
For you? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Hi. I just wanted to see what do you see in regards to a move for me?
Oh, you want to move. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on. It's a big thing in life to move, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's reflecting so much. It's an outer move, but it's also an inner move, something it's changed.
I've been living in the city, New York City, for a few years now, and originally I'm from Long Island, so I've been going to school out on Long Island, so I'm kind of want to be living in a suburban life. I'm tired of the city life. And it really hit me today when I was walking, and I'm like, I can't, there's not much longer I can live in a city. I can't do another, I mean, I can finish partial of 2019, but I don't think I can go into 2020 with it. Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
No
well,
way.
Keisha, no way, she said. Well, you know, Keisha, I think you're going to move going on for you. It's some kind of a breakthrough I can see. And it's changed. So it's a bit funny that we talked about, well, moving, it's just not moving in the outer, something in the inner too. So I think you are going back to yourself in some senses, and it is a move coming from you here. Well, let's see what Frank is saying. What do you think, Frankie?
Well, I'll ask the I Ching for Vasana. And the first hexagram is called the creative. And she's a kind of apprehensive, of course, I understand that, because it's not an easy task, you know. And the future is indicating that she has to trade it very carefully, you know, because there are some, issues with that moving. I understand that she wants to move back to her, the original setting. But how it is with jobs and things like that. And
exactly.
You see, you have to be very careful, you know. The figure of the exact line says, one treads on the tail of a tiger, which does not bite him, you know. Do you understand the meaning of that, you know? There is a sense of being careful, you know?
Yes.
Don't do that impulsively. That's not a good idea. You have to be very prepared to that, you know?
Yes, I understand, yes.
Okay.
But he's going to be good, you know?
Thank you so much for calling, Keisha, and good luck.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, I think we have another caller here. Hello, is somebody there?
Oh, I was just listening. I can ask a question, though.
Hi, who are you? What's your name?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl. Oh, it's a beautiful name, Pearl. Wow.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So I was going to see what you saw for, what do you see for employment for my husband in the spring, or in 2018? Maybe the first quarter?
Yeah, let's see what's going on. We have a job question here. Yeah, I see changes. And I also see some challenges, and I think it's what's going to happen It's also depending on himself. So he has to make an effort to do the changes. And I also think it's relationship, work relationships that's going on. Is he very self-independent in his job?
Yes. He didn't ask me.
Yeah, because I can see that. He's the man standing for himself. He don't like to take orders, does he?
No.
No. Yeah, I can see that. But anyway, he got some guidance to help him with that. And I think it's going to be fine, but it is a bit of a challenge and he has to make an effort. And I think also he has to use some kind of diplomacy here to make things really going for him. So, but I think it's going to be all right. What do you think, Frankie?
Well, I agree with you, Lottie. There is a phase where your husband is very enthusiastic with change. But at the same time, there are some suspicions in his mind with the people around him. He is not in the job of kind of business selling something. Hello,
he's
Pearl?
Not in the yes, he's not. What's the word? He's not in the business of
selling things, you know. He's a businessman, he's doing.
He's actually a very good salesman. I want him to get out of the business and just sell. But he's very stubborn.
There are some suspicion of him about, I mean, his clients and some associates. So he has to, according to what I see with the I Ching and my interpretation of it, there will be good fortune, but he has to look for himself how he, that the language of diplomacy is very important, you know, and to be more trustful, you know. You understand, Pearl?
So to be more trustful in what way?
Trustful with himself, because he's too suspicious, you know.
Oh, more self-confident? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. More self-confident, you know. Because there is a sense of... because if he do that, then he can gather good friends around him, you know. Associate, you know, because if he's still, suspicious, then it will be a kind of an obstacle in his business. You understand? I mean, he must trust himself more than he does if he won't.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. I understand. I think a couple of things this year have kind of knocked him down a peg or two. So that would make make sense.
Yeah, that's good. Is it all right, Pearl?
Pardon?
Is it all right?
Do you have an answer to
Are
your
you satisfied?
Question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, Pearl, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pearl. Goodbye.
Well, perhaps I think we have just one more caller. Hello there.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good too. Thank you. So what can we do for you?
I'd like to know if there's a romance coming for me in the near future.
So let's talk about love. Well... Yes, it is coming for you. Love is coming for you, I see. But, well, as I usually say, not tomorrow afternoon. It's going to take a little bit longer. Nobody wants to hear that, but sometimes you have to accept that. It's something with you who has to, I think you have to figure out something, and it's some kind of growing process for you and expanding, not physically, of course, but inside, in your heart and your mind, to see things a little bit more clear than you did before. And when you are doing this inner expansion, I think there are the guys coming, crossing the road. I don't think it will take so much time, but perhaps you should give it a couple of months. Is it somebody that you are thinking about?
No.
Some special? No? No,
no, I don't really have anybody right now.
No. Well, it's coming, a guy, for you. Everybody is longing for love. Of course, it's very natural. But you shouldn't feel alone because you are not. And if you are waiting just a couple of months, I think there is somebody in pipeline there for you. But some kind of an inner work, I think it's a bit important.
Well, actually, very interesting hexagram. For what's your name, by the way? I didn't catch exactly the.
Laura.
What? Mora or Nora?
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura. Yeah. Okay. Right. And it is called the turning point, and that's very interesting hexagram because it's something that will happen to you. You know, things are radically changing in your life, but you need to purify yourself in a good sense spiritually. From some past thoughts and deeds and relationships, then you see the future very clearly. You know that you get detached from past experiences. It's a good sense, good meaning of purification in that sense. You know, if you are, for example, going to a church, I don't know, try to use that kind of praying to purify yourself and. Then you are inviting, true love. Do you understand?
Purifying in what way?
Spiritually thinking. That you invite love to pervade your entire being, you know? To give up resistance and the lack of trust and... to enhance, to improve your self-confidence, you know, as a loving person, you know. Do you get that?
Yeah, I can definitely work on that.
Yeah, don't be afraid, you know, to be a great lover, you know, don't be afraid. Because it is your birthright. It is a meaning of existence to be that great lover, you know, in your life. It's great, beautiful.
So, Laura, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so let me give a little something before we hang up here, because I have somebody from the spirit here. I think it's a kind of a grandmother, isn't it? Do you have a grandmother in spirit?
Yes.
I think this is it's a great grandmother, because she was very, very loving and very thoughtful and caring, this lady. I think you had a good relationship. Remember?
Yes.
Yes. And she looks very happy, and she has a big smile, and she's giving you a heart. So that's her gift for you. So trust life. Yeah, she's giving you a heart, so love will come. Do the cleansing, as Frankie was talking about, and love will come. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day, Laura.
You too.
Goodbye, Laura.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. We're almost done here today, Frankie. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. If you want to connect with us, so you can reach us here in psychictalk.net/Lottie or /Frankie. And also Spiritual Landscapes in Facebook. And we have a website. It's www.spirituallandscapes.net. Thank you for a great show, guys. And thank you so much, Frankie. It was so fun to be on air with you today.
Yeah, it was a cool journey. It's brilliant, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always so cool to meet new friends out there, you know, because we are so all connected in love, you know, and joy.
It's great.
I'm very deeply satisfied.
Oh, that's good. When are our next show, Frankie?
Yes, the 13th of December, you know, right?
Yeah, right. And
3-0.
Our topic is... Yeah, 3-0.
The topic will be, well, maybe it sounds pompous, you know, but, well, I like it. The realm of the human unconscious. We will try to show you a map of the possibilities of who you are, you know, and this is going to be a very exciting, you know, moment, you know, and to reveal what there is, you know, hidden in your soul, you know. What do you think, Lottie?
That's fantastic, amazing. Actually, I can't wait. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. thank you, Frankie. See you in the kitchen. Bye bye.
Goodbye, everyone.